And praise the Lord. I probably won't deal too long here today. Somebody said, Brother Savage, you're preaching shorter and shorter. Well, one of these days I'll make up for it. But Psalm 72. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalm 72, verses 6 and 7. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his day shall the righteous flourish, and the abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. Praise God. You may be seated.
I'm glad because we have a God that knows where we are.
He knows exactly where we are. And I want to talk to you this morning for just a little while on rain upon the mown grass. Praise God. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass. I was raised on a farm a good bit of my younger life, and I understand the principles and the need, necessity of rain. And it's still very vital. We right here in our general area, we have had a rain deficit in our area. And if anybody understands the necessity of rain, it is certainly the farmers. But not only the farmers. Anybody who lives that has well water understands the necessity of rain. Georgia, I understand that huge lake down there that contains thousands of acres underwater has reached the lowest point in the history since it was built. Rain is important. You believe that's a amen. I was reading this week in the book of Jeremiah, and I come to the realization in chapter 14, verse 22, it tells us that only God is the rain giver. If we get rain, it'll have to come from Him. Amen. You believe that, say amen. I mean spiritual rain as well as natural rain. We must have rain to survive. Had a wonderful youth rally the other night at Brother Doble's, and the preacher never did get the service. I mean folks prayed and sought the Lord. Some got the Holy Ghost. We're glad for that. And I believe what someone mentioned, the last several years we've had enough preaching to save the whole world. If people would just listen and do what they've heard already, what we need is spiritual rain. But I said, when they said that, I said this. I said, number one, they forget what they've heard, and then they don't obey what they've heard. So we do have a problem in our American culture. We are such a busy people, and we got so many things to do that we don't have time to pray for rain. We need rain. Amen. Rain is not just for the grass and the vegetation and the grain. Rain is for the ground. Rain is for man. Rain is for animals. Rain is for fowls. Rain is necessity for everything in life. Life cannot be sustained without water. Amen. That's the reason in these explorations and going into outer space and these other planets that they've endeavoring to find life on, the reason they have not found any life at all is because there is no water on these planets in outer space. And you cannot life of any kind. Amen. Even the smallest cell of life cannot survive without rain or water. Praise God. Rain is for the ground of which the harvest has come and produces out of the ground. If the ground is dry, there will be no harvest. Amen. There will be no hay to reap. There will be no grain to bring a harvest. We must have rain, amen, in order to survive in our generation. Now I want to say here right now before I go any further, we must have a spiritual rain in the church for the church to survive. Without spiritual rain, we will dry up and die and be empty, amen, and void and desolate. Amen. Those outer planets that they have already explored is absolutely desolate. Nothing there. Amen. Because there's no water. And in the church world, if we don't have spiritual rain, it will be an empty place. We may have form and ritual and ceremonies and songs. Amen. But without the spiritual rain, there will be no life. Praise God. It will be a desolate place. Amen. I got to reading these verses last night and again this morning. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass. Amen. After the mowing of the field. Amen. And certainly if you know anything at all about farming or been around farming, most of us have, for our life, the field, after it's been mowed, lies. And when the sun gets real hot and without rain, amen, it turns brown. Amen. And barren. Amen. Parched by the sun. Unproductive. No life. Nothing green. Amen. The very picture of being unproductive is that field that has no rain on it. Amen. And so it will be until something happens. Amen. Something's got to happen before life can come into those blades of grass. Amen. Or in the harvest field, there's got to be something that transpires in order to produce any kind of life or a harvest. Amen. We've got to have rain. Amen. Without rain, we are helpless. We are motionless. Amen. We are dead. We are barren. We produce nothing. Amen. If there's to be fruitfulness again. Amen. If there's to be production again. If the field is going to put forth new growth. Amen. Then there must come, first of all, amen, a great refreshing. And without that refreshing, amen, there will be no harvest of souls. Come on here. Amen. Amen. It bothers me sometime that we go weeks with nobody praying in our altars. Amen. The Bible tells us, come on here, that when Zion travails, children shall be born. And if there is no travail, there will be no birth. Come on here. If there is no travail, there will be no new births. Amen. Sometimes in the natural world, amen, if a mother is unable to bring enough pain, amen, to bring that child to life, amen, and to birth, that child can die unless there, come on here, unless there is medical intervention, amen, or a C-section or some other means, amen, that helps that mother give birth. Amen. The Bible even speaks to us that there is not enough birth pains. Amen. Come on here. To bring children to life in the spiritual world. Amen. And if we don't have praying saints, come on, y'all stay with me here. Amen. If we don't have a refreshing, amen. If we don't have saints of God that pray until children are born into the kingdom of God, amen. But Brother Savage, we pray. I understand. Amen. But sometimes we have birth pains. Amen. But not enough birth pains to bring the child to birth and life. Amen. God, give us the kind of rain that we need. Amen. God, give us a kind of a desire in our hearts that we want rain. Amen. More than we want food. We want rain more than we want sleep. We want rain. Come on here. Amen. More than we want anything in life. And without that passion, without that desire, without that motivation, amen, to seek the face of God, we will not have a revival. There will be no rain. Praise God. And it takes more than just a 3-minute prayer at the altar when the pastor said, come, let's pray. Amen. And get up and go back to our seat satisfied that we've been to church and we sang Amazing Grace. Boy, I'm preaching to y'all this morning. We sang Amazing Grace and we raised our hand when the preacher or the one leading the service says, raise your hand. I was looking this morning. God help me. Amen. I'm pastor here. Y'all understand that, don't you? Amen. When Brother Smith was up here, amen, and he raised his hand, and several more people in this congregation raised their hand, but while their hand was up, they was looking around. Amen. It's mechanical. Amen. It's not a heart's cry. It's not a heart's desire. Amen. I want to tell you this morning, saints of God, amen, we've got to have rain. We've got to have rain. We've got to have more than just mechanics. We've got to have more than just a form and a fashion and a ritual and a ceremony. We've got to have more than just a hand raised looking around. Amen. We've got to have a desire. Amen. We've got to have rain. Somebody say amen. I'm feeling better right now. Amen. The psalmist here is writing, and if you haven't noticed, he's really talking about the coming of the Messiah, the Christ, Jesus, if you will. When he's come, praise God, he's going to bring water. He's going to bring rain. He uses the, amen, come on here, y'all stay with me. He uses the pronoun, amen, he. When he, praise God, he shall come down. Amen. Not just something. He shall come down. And when he, praise God, when he comes down, amen, something's going to transpire. Something's going to happen. Great God, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Amen. I remember some years ago now, amen, I was reading about the history of the largest Pentecostal church in the world is in Seoul, Korea. Amen. And I'm not sure it still is, but it was at that time. This has been probably 20 years ago or more ago. Amen. And It's a large congregation to start with. Amen. But there was such a revival in Seoul, Korea. Amen. The roundup having to have 3 and 4 services a day to accommodate the crowd. Amen. And somebody asked the pastor, what is the secret? Amen. How did this happen? How did this revival come about? Amen. He said, I invite you to come. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. To a certain time of day. Amen. And see for yourself. And they went. And when they opened the church doors, amen, the building was full. Nobody talking. Nobody fellowshipping. Nobody preaching. Amen. But you could hear sobs all over that congregation. People kneeling in their seats because there was not room around the altar. Amen. And the building had a concrete floor and it was slanted. Amen. And you could hear weeping and sobs. Amen. From that entire congregation for revival. Amen. To come to Seoul, Korea. And for their loved ones to be saved and their neighbors to be saved. Amen. And the report was this. Somebody listen to me here this morning. The report was this, that there were so many tears shed. Amen. At that meeting, prayer meeting, amen, but by the time the tears got to the front of the congregation on a slanted floor, it was like a small river, amen, where tears had been shed by the saints of God. I want to tell you, amen, God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. It's God's desire that rain come. It's God's desire that revival come. It's God's desire that saints pray. And without praying for rain, there'll be no rain. Just this past year in the state of Georgia, some of you may well remember in the news. It was on the news, national news, international news, that the governor of the state of Georgia, amen, met with a large gathering, amen, in a public place outside in the open, amen, and they prayed for rain. Amen. The governor of the state. Hear me now. Amen. That's almost unheard of in our time. Amen. But I want to tell you, if we get desperate enough, if we get hungry enough, if we get dry enough, amen, there'll be an ineffable cry. Amen. That radiates in our hearts and souls. God, we need revival. We need rain. Lord, we need a spiritual outpouring. We need God. Would you help us? If we get any rain, it's not going to come from you. It's going to come from God. If you get rain, it's not going to come from me. It's going to come from God. He's the giver of rain. He's the giver of rain in the natural. But he is the giver of rain in the spiritual. And if we don't have a desire for rain, we will have no rain. It's got to be on that mown field. Amen. That's dry and parched. Brown. Barren. Amen. There's got to be rain. If we're going to see another harvest, if we're going to see a new growth, amen. Is anybody listening to me this morning? Amen. There's got to be a fresh rain. Thank God we can look back in the history of this church and we can take notice of certain times, certain year. Amen. That some of y'all can remember we had a great revival. A great outpouring. Come on here. Amen. The revival that Ben Horton and Ricky Savage got saved in. Great move of God. Amen. And I remember a great Lord. I remember Brother Roy Horton saying to some of his children and family, amen, you need to take notice and remember this comes once in a lifetime. Amen. Y'all stay with me. Amen. People came and revival fires burned. They sinners came, backsliders came, and hardly sat in a church service 5 minutes until they felt conviction dealing with their heart and soul and made their way to an altar. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. It was such a presence, a supernatural convicting presence. Many nights there was no preaching. Amen. Many nights the presence of God came. Amen. In such a forceful way. Amen. People cleaned house. Amen. And brought things and put them in a barrel or trash can. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And Brother Mac helped me burn them. Glory to God. And filled 2 55-gallon drums. Amen. Full of filth and trash of all kinds and description. Amen. That's a great revival. That's a wonderful revival. But I want to tell you, that's in the past. Thank God for that revival. But you cannot survive today on that revival. Amen. That was a wonderful move. That was a great harvest. But we've got to have another rain. Amen. We've got to have another visitation. Amen. Some of you are so dry. You haven't worshipped God from your hearts and shouted. Amen. In 2 years. Amen. You need rain. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost in this place. Rain must come. It must come. You know why there's such upheaval in families and turmoil and volcanic eruptions? Amen. In families, because we have no rain. Come on here. Stay with me here in the church. You know why so many of our own backslide and go out of the house of God? Amen. Amen. And get involved in sin and the filth of this world. And we scratch our heads and say, why? We have no rain. Help me here. You know why our generation is, y'all stay with me here, so lax in morals. Amen. Help me here. And even in the church world, there are many extramarital affairs. Amen. In the church world as there is in the world, we have no rain. You know why people want to dress immodest and, amen, show their flesh off? Amen. Even in the church, because we have no rain. Amen. We are a barren people. Oh, preacher, you're preaching too. Amen. Too tight on us this morning. But I want to tell you, if we don't have rain, amen, this church will dry up like every other church in the past generations has dried up. Amen. And we'll be an organization. Amen. Of a church without an organism. Organism is life. Amen. And without life, amen, we will have nothing but an organization. Amen. We've got to have revival. We've got to have prayer. We've got to have saints that are hungry for God. And if you're not hungry for God, amen, your field, amen, will be barren and dry. I'm getting ready to close here in a little while. I ain't going to preach much longer. We got to have, first of all, before that blades of grass is going to sprout fresh and new. We got to have rain. Why is it that when we have in the natural, when we have a rainy season in the spring or summertime, you mow your grass and it looks like a carpet. Amen. And it rains and it rains. And 4 days later, you need to mow it again. Amen. And somebody said, boy, I get tired of mowing. All I get done is mowing. Amen. But you see, that grass has got to have that moisture. That ground has got to have that moisture. Amen. That rain has got to come. And when you mow it, and you can mow it ever so close. Amen. But in a few days, if there's a rain, amen, you'll see them blades of grass that have been cut off square at the top. And the first thing you know, there's new life, and it's growing, and it's growing, and it's green. Amen. And it's lush, and it's growing ever. And if you don't, come on, y'all listen to me. If you're not careful, it's going to get away from you. Amen. Before you have a chance to mow it again. Amen. How come? How does that happen? Amen. Because there's rain that comes. Amen. He shall come. Amen. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass. And when he comes, glory to God. And when that presence and power comes in the midst of the church, praise God. Amen. There's new life. Praise God. Folks that hasn't worshiped. Amen. In a couple of years, first thing you know, there's tears coursing down their cheeks. Amen. And there's new life that's begun to sprout. And those that we wondered if they would ever get things straightened out, ever get their home straightened out, ever get their life straightened out. And the first thing you know, you see strains of life. Amen. Hit me here. Amen. That was barren. That was dry. That was parched and brown. First thing you know, there's new life coming out of there. I didn't think there's any hope. Amen. How come? How did that happen? I can tell you how it happened. Somebody paid the price. Somebody wept. Somebody prayed. Somebody cried. Amen. Until the tears reached the throne of God. And God said, I'll see it rain again. I want to tell you, the Spirit, help me here. I wrote this down this morning because I didn't want to forget it. The Spirit speaks many times, but only he who has ears to hear hears what the Spirit says. Come on here. Ah, if all that your ground is producing is thorns and thistles, you have no idea of anything spiritual at all. Your ears are dull of hearing. But he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. You may not be aware of it, but God, great Lord, God's been talking to us in this church for a while now. Amen. He wants to send rain, but you've not heard it. Some of you are just as dry as you can be and just as cold and as far you go. Oh yeah, you come to church, but you're empty. You are empty. E-M-P-T-Y. Empty. A spiritual move of God. You have no desire for spiritual things. Amen. All you can see is what needs to be done in the natural. And you have no concept of he that hath an ear to hear. Let him hear what the Spirit saying to the churches. Amen. I want to tell you, you've got to get your ear, spiritual ear open. Amen. Your car
certainly ear hears and forget it before you get out of the house of God. Amen. But if your spiritual ear hears it, amen, there's be something inside of you when you get out in the church and you get in your car and go home or working on the job, that something inside of you says, I want God. I need God. I need a revival. I need the Holy Ghost move.
I read in the scripture where the Bible said the Spirit speaketh expressly. The Spirit is a personal pronoun. He. The Spirit, come on here. The Spirit is not a thing. The Spirit is a person. Holy Ghost. Third person of the Trinity, the Godhead. Somebody say amen. Years ago, I remember hearing Brother Wyatt. How many remember Brother Wyatt? Great man, mighty man. Amen. He had more illustrations to tell than you could remember. I mean, he could just remember things. Amen. He's telling about this. Amen. Boy, it brought a stranger to church from school, teenager. Amen. And the power of God fell in that meeting. Amen. And this dear old sister in the church, she went to shouting and praising God and speaking in tongues. Praise God. And this stranger boy looked at his friend that brought him and said, what is she doing? What is she doing? How can she do that? And this church boy said to his stranger friend, oh, she's just got that thing that makes her do that. That's just a teenager's way of saying it, you know. But the Holy Ghost is not a thing. The Holy Ghost is a real person. He shall come down like rain on the mown grass. Praise God. I prayed last night for rain to come to our church one more time. I'm on the upper spectrum of life, and I know that at the most my time is limited. If I live to be 80 years of age, perhaps my mother lived to be 93 and my daddy passed away at 72. So I ought to hit somewhere in between. Amen. But if I lived to be 80, I'd like to see a great rain in this church one more time. Do it again, Lord. Do it again. There's nothing impossible with the Lord. If you feel brown, barren, desolate, dry, empty, He wants to bring rain. And Jeremiah tells us it only comes from Him. Y'all stay with me. I'm getting ready to come. We're going to pray. But this rain does not come when we sing a slow song. Amazing grace, as great a song as that is. This rain, are y'all still listening to me? This rain does not come just because we sing I'll Fly Away or some other fast course. Come on here. This rain comes if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I hear from heaven. Rain comes from there. It don't come from a slow song or a fast song. It comes from there. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Father, we thank you this morning for your sweet, blessed, holy presence we have so felt in this service. Oh, God. I pray, Lord, that there'll be such a desire for rain from heaven. Oh, God. That everything else in life takes a second place. I pray, Lord Jesus, walk the aisles of this sanctuary this morning. And I pray for those souls that are dry and empty. I pray, God, that you'll hear from heaven. Send us rain this morning. For Jesus' sake, I pray. Anybody here want rain this morning? How earnest, how desperate do we want rain? More than just a 2 or 3 minute prayer, but a weeping and a brokenness and an ineffable cry from my heart. Oh God, not my brother nor my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Fill their hearts with gladness.